Yeah, hi, Roy. This is Sal. Roy, can you give me a call? I'm the one that you hit the car. Call me at 20162. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Sal? This is Roy.
Yes, it is.
You left the message?
Hi, Roy. How you doing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy, when exactly did you hit it? Because there was a couple little things. I didn't know which one.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not sure. Near the rear. It was on a count. But, you know, if you wouldn't have parked like such a jackass, it might not have happened, you know?
What, excuse me? Did I park like a jackass?
Or what? Maybe your fucking wife did. I don't know. You know?
You know, I don't like the way you're talking with a tone of voice. I mean, to say something like that. I mean, I parked in the middle. There was hardly anybody around me when I parked.
Really? Likely story. Were you a little liquored up or something? You don't even know what you was doing?
No. I don't drink. I mean, I don't even appreciate what you're saying and how you're talking.
You don't drink. What are you, a little Nancy? A Nancy?
I'll tell you what, I'll speak to you, you know, right now I'm in the store shopping right now.
I'll call you back later. No,
Roy, I don't even think there's anything wrong with the car. I'm not looking for anything.
Okay.
I'm not even looking for anything. You know,
If you're looking for anything, finish up your shopping there, Nancy, all right?
Hello?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Roy's wife. What did you just say to him?
I don't know. He started saying something to me. He said, did your wife fucking park like crooked? He said, where were you all liquored up? I said, I don't drink. He says, you don't drink? What are you, a Nancy? I mean, is this guy off the wall?
After he got off the phone with you, he slammed his beer against the wall and then he sucker punched me.
He sucker punched you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he's got a problem here.
Can you come help me?
What is Roy's phone number?
It's 201.
Right.
62.
69. No, that's my number.
I'm too confused right now. My head hurts so much.
Where is Roy? What is
and
Roy's
you,
number?
It's your fault. I'm going to sue you. This is all your fault. I want $1 million now. How am I going to get my brain cells back?
Okay, good. I'll get the police and we'll straighten this right out. I'll be calling the police right now and we'll straighten this right out.
I want my money.
You want your money for what? Your husband hit my car.
Yeah, and then he hit me and they're both your fault because you don't know how to fucking park.
Hello,
this is Richard Cardo. I'm a attorney here at Gerbil & Associates, and I'm just calling on behalf of my client. She's intending to sue you for $1.2 million for spousal abuse, and we're going to need your address so we know where to send this subpoena.
What the hell are you talking about? Who is this?
My name is Richard Cardo. I'm with Gerbil & Associates in Jersey City.
You know, I think this is all, you people are all crazy. I don't know what the hell is going on here. Some woman just called me up saying her husband just hit her. Her husband hit my car the other day in the parking lot and left his phone number in my windshield.
Well, my client,
He just called me now, half intoxicated, yelling at me over the phone, and I don't even have anything wrong with the car.
My client says you had done a bad parking job, and that's not what we're going to sue you for. We're suing you for spousal abuse because you caused
a bad parking job. I was parked in a normal spot. And what are you talking about suing me? How the hell are you suing me for what?
Well, for spousal abuse, because she was punched in the eye.
Spousal abuse? What are you talking about, spousal abuse? Are you all crazy?
She was sucker punched, sir. Right in the face. Because of your phone call. And you're not helping your case by yelling at me, because I can see exactly how this happened now. And I'm recording this call.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. This is a prank call.
This is not a prank call,
yeah,
sir.
This is a prank call. You know what? Well, just, you know what? Have him give me a call when he sobers up.
No, we need your address, sir. You're going to prison.
I'm going to get the police involved.
The police are going to be involved because you're going to prison for spousal abuse. And we're
going
to be suing you
for
$1.2 million. That's exactly...
Are you crazy? Do you understand what you're saying?
You can call me crazy if you want, but at least I don't go around hitting women, sir.
Yeah, so he hit his wife? And what's that got to do with me?
That was your fault because of your phone call. You incited spousal abuse.
That's abuse?
Why we're going to sue you for $1.2 million.
You know, listen, when you get your life together, give me a call sometime, all right? In the meantime, stop calling
me. My life's together. I'm a lawyer with Gerbil & Associates.
I don't know who you are. As far as I know, you're a prank phone caller calling me up, threatening me over the phone. Don't threaten me over the phone.
I'm not threatening anything. I'm just saying you're going
to
prison for life.
You are threatening me, telling me you're going to throw me, you're going to send me to prison because his wife hit him?
We need your address for the subpoena, sir.
You call me when they sober up.
Timber. Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your love nuts. Such a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, Dean, but don't you read.
I kind of hard to believe you'd be messing with my blood nuts. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
This
or
sound?
Are you the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
Dintember. Pretty girls, my box in your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones. He's waiting for calls. He loves phones. Only phones. Call somebody, call.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Snowplow Show for Dingtember 27th, 2016. This is the show where we challenge the limits of human perception by making phone calls to people and seeing how far we can get their minds outside of the box. Basically, we're doing everybody a huge favor. We're teaching them how to think differently, like Apple's old slogan, but you know, they never did stuff like this. That was just something they said. We're actually doing it. Fucking Apple computers, who do they think they are? Hopefully you enjoyed the call at the beginning of the show. That was an old Cardine call from, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago with me and Laugh Track Matt and Samantha. And a listener named Ram demanded that I play that on the beginning of a show. So thank you, Ram, for that suggestion. I enjoyed hearing that one again. I've got some really exciting news today. You remember in the last show I was complaining about Spreadshirt.com and how they wouldn't let me use the word obey in my product title or description. I thought that was very odd. I assumed it was some sort of BDSM. Is that what it's called? You know, maybe they had a problem with people selling BDSM or something like that. I just assumed it was something stupid like that. But my assumption sucked because I got this email from Sarah. And Sarah says, "Hey Roy, you asked a question in yesterday's show about why one website let you put Obey on a t-shirt while the other one didn't. The reason is due to a copyright. Obey is a popular line of clothing, also known as Obey Propaganda." And Sarah says she's glad I got away with it, and then she called me Sugar Tits. Very sexist way to sign your emails, Sarah. Come on, we're better than that. But thank you for the information. I'm just going to assume that Sarah is telling the truth. I'm not going to bother Googling it, because that's way too much effort. If it's a lie, we'll just blame Mr. Taco. If you want an Obey the Cactus t-shirt, I am finally allowed to call it an Obey the Cactus t-shirt without misspelling things. Today is the very last week of Ding Timber. We only have a few days of this left, so now is probably a good time to stop leaving notes on cars. This is something we do every September, apparently, where listeners leave notes on cars to say, hey, sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call back, here's my phone number, and they sign the note Roy. And then I get voicemails and phone calls and threats of bodily harm and legal action. It's a really rough month for me dealing with all that stuff, you guys, but it's worth it because it entertains you people, and that's all that matters. So I guess we should just get started with that.
Hey, listen, Roy, I left you a message before. This is the second message. I don't know how the fuck... I was fucking being nice the first time. I don't know how the fuck you knew I was Spanish. Oh. And I don't think there's any need to make reference about people, race, or ethnicity, especially when you hit people's car. So, to begin with, that is fucked up. And you need to give me a call back, or we're going to escalate this to the authorities.
Oh, no.
Give me a fucking call back. We need to talk.
I don't want to call this guy. I'm afraid.
Area code, you live in Rhode Island. If you look at my area code, I live in Massachusetts. We're pretty close to each other. 617, fucking call me.
Shit, he knows where I live. That message was left 3 hours ago, but it looks like, 20 minutes before that one, he left this message.
Hey, Roy, if you please can give me a call back. Apparently, you hit my car, left a note on it. So number 617. Thank you.
Wow, he got really angry in that 20 minutes.
Hello?
Hey, I left a note on your car earlier about, accidentally dinging it.
Yeah, accidentally being it. So why you have to use any racial slur?
I don't know.
It's for you to let people know.
It's just the way I was brought up.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. My parents didn't raise me that well. You know, it's just the way I was brought up. So I'm sorry about that.
It doesn't make any sense what you're saying, man. But anyways, I don't care. So what are we going to do with this? I need your insurance information so I can solve this issue.
Was the damage very bad to it? Because I was just trying to push your car out of the way with my car.
I don't know, because the one that found the note and the hit on my car was my girlfriend. I'm not even in the state, so I don't know what the damages of the car
are. Oh, this sounds sketchy.
Okay, so she saw the note on the car. What do you mean it sounds sketchy?
I don't know.
The one who left the note on my car.
Why didn't she call me? This is just weird.
Because it's not her car, it's my car.
Suddenly there's a girlfriend involved. Sounds very made up.
Is this a prank call?
No, it's not a prank call. I just wanted to...
So how the fuck does it sound sketchy?
I don't know. You're going on about some imaginary girlfriend or something.
Hold on a second. Do you let them know on my car saying that you dinged the car or not?
Yeah, that was me.
So how the fuck it sounds sketchy? It's your fucking note.
I don't know. You're pretending there's a girlfriend now, and I just don't know what to think about any of this, but...
How the fuck am I pretending that I have a girlfriend?
That's what I was wondering.
Just how the fuck am I pretending that I have a girlfriend? Just explain that to me.
I don't know. You explain it, why you're doing that. I don't know.
Okay. Anyways. All right. You left a note on my car that you think my car...
Yeah, so was there damage or not? Because I was just trying to push your car out of the way.
What do you mean you were trying to push your car out of the way? What car were you trying to push out of the way? Which way?
Well, I wanted to park
there. The car is perfectly parked in front of the fucking house.
I know, I wanted to park there, so I was trying to push your car out of the way. But it wouldn't work because your car is stronger than mine.
Yo, what the fuck? What do you mean you're trying to... I paid the city to park my car in front of my fucking house.
Oh, that's not true.
There's a sign that says so. That is a... Yes, it is. Are you familiar with fucking laws of Massachusetts? No, you're not. Because you live in fucking Rhode Island.
Yeah,
so in here, you can buy spaces in front of your property. You pay for it, and you come home, and you park in front of your house every night.
That sounds like the biggest scam ever. You have to pay to park in front of your own house?
I don't give a fuck if it's a scam or not.
You should move. I know. Because you're all scammy and sketchy and stuff.
Come on. You lived in on the car,
yeah,
saying that you dinked the car.
Yeah.
That's all I'm calling for. Not above the laws, regulations of the city, or none of that shit.
Well, I guess I just need your insurance information.
What do you mean you need my insurance information? I need your insurance information.
No, you dinged my bumper when I was pushing your car.
This definitely is a prank call.
What?
This is definitely a prank call.
What? Definitely. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it has to be a fucking prank call.
I don't make prank calls. What? That makes no sense.
Oh, man. Did my girlfriend put you up to this?
No, I don't. You don't even have a girlfriend. You're so full of shit.
She totally did. What the fuck?
She totally wasn't the one that butt slammed you.
Yeah, you see the echo shit and all that. Yeah,
103.7, the gerbil.
No, there's no such station.
Skippy all and right. Dippy in the morning. Wackiest morning show this side of Massachusetts. Well, you're totally ruining this by laughing, so I'm just going to hang up, okay?
Great idea.
Oh,
that's a great idea for a show.
What did your girlfriend write on the note that was racist against Spanish people?
She didn't. I went ballistic because she said that somebody left it on her, and I'm driving a fucking 2015 BMW, and I just got it, and she told me that, and I went crazy. I just called the number right away.
What was the racist part?
All of you fucking Latinos parking everywhere, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
yeah.
Fuck, I'm parking in front of my fucking house.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not racist if it's true.
Hey, great idea.
It's more a stereotype than racism.
Good job. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, hey, I'm gonna let you go. Okay, so see you later, motherfucker.
Okay.
Eat a dick.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye. God, why do you guys have to improvise on your notes? Turn them all racist and stuff.
Hi, this is Margie, the one you left the note for. I'm at work. You can call me on my cell phone, this number. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay, and that was from 2 days ago. Her latest one is from 20 hours ago.
Hi, this is Margie. This is the third time I'm calling you back. Please give me a call on this number. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, Margie?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car the other day.
Yeah. I was just trying to call you before a couple of times, but your answering machine just kept going on.
Oh, yeah, that answering machine. Yeah, I was just, I was trying to throw a beer at my son, but he dodged it and it hit your car instead. So I'm sorry about that.
You chipped the hood, right?
Yeah. My son was standing in front of your car. He's only mm-hmm. six, and I was trying to throw my beer at him, and he moved out of the way real quick, and it hit your car.
Oh.
So I can make him pay for the damages.
You can make him pay for the damages?
Yeah. We'll sell. I don't know. We'll sell his Nintendo or something.
Well, you shouldn't have thrown that at him.
Well, he shouldn't have been mouthing off.
Oh,
but it's
how old is he?
He's only six. you wouldn't be able to tell it by the way he talks back to me.
Oh, okay, but it's nothing new to me. I have two boys and I have a daughter, and they're teenagers.
Yeah, oh, man.
16, 19, and I have a 23-year-old son, so...
Mm-hmm.
Been there.
Yeah, it's a lot of work being a parent, but you know, you try to throw a beer in their face and they just move out of the way and it hits someone's car, so now he's got to pay for it, and I'll take away his one of his Nintendos or something. We'll sell that at a pawn shop and we'll use that to fix your car.
All right, so I guess I'll get an estimate. A friend of mine knows a shop around here.
Okay.
I think in Tom's River, there's one. Either in Tom's River? Yeah. So
yeah.
I'll take it to him and see what happens. And I'll, if not, and maybe I'll take it to him one or two, the cheapest one.
Okay. Yeah. We'll definitely get it taken care of. I'm so sorry about this. And you know, if his Nintendo, if that's not enough to pay for it, I'll sell some of his clothes, maybe sell his shoes. I think they have an Xbox or something. I don't know. We'll make sure mm-hmm. he takes care of it, though. He's got to learn. Then.
Okay. All right, so then I'll give you a call at this number with the estimates or whatever.
Yeah, yep, that sounds okay. Good to me. If his clothes isn't enough, we'll start looking into other options like child slavery.
Oh no.
You know, something like that. We'll figure something out.
All righty then. Okay, so I'll get back to you then.
Okay, I'm glad you're okay with all this. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, take care.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, I think we just found a new candidate for worst person on earth. She's okay with child slavery and taking away a kid's toys and taking away a kid's clothes and his shoes. As long as her car gets fixed, that's all that matters. So in the last two calls, I've been stealing ideas from Etza. He left them in the comments. One of his ideas was, I wanted to park where you were, so I tried to push your car with mine, but it didn't work. And then his other idea was, I threw a beer at my son, but he dodged and it cracked against your car. Thanks for those, Etza.
Hey, Roy. Giving you a call. I got a note on my car this morning that you dinged on the side of my car. Give me a buzz. 908. Thank you. My name is Mike. Bye.
All right, that was his first voicemail from 2 days ago, and here's one from yesterday.
Roy, this is Mike. I'm calling you back again. Please call me back. It is 12:25 on Monday. Call me. Please, we need to speak. Bye.
That doesn't sound good. So let's give this guy a call back, see what he wants to speak about.
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Oh, not much. I was just writing a note. I was writing that note to tell you that I'd dinged your car, and I guess I pushed my pin too hard against the paint. Because it left pin marks through the paper and, you know, they went on your car as I was leaving the note. Sorry about that.
Whereabouts on the car did you do that?
Just on the hood. I laid the paper on the hood, and I was pushing really hard because the pin was about out of ink.
Why would you write on our hood?
Well, I was writing you the note to let you know that I'd accidentally, dinged your car with the pin through the paper. I was just leaving a note to let you know about it.
That's my question to you, Roy. Why would you write the note on the hood? If you're telling me that you wrote the note, that's the ding? Is the pin mark?
Yeah, the ding is the pin mark. I don't know if that's considered a ding or not, but yeah, I was just...
Why would you be writing a note on the car?
To let you know that I had accidentally... dinged it through the paper with my pen.
Why would you be writing the note on the car, Roy? That's the question I'm asking you. If you're telling me that you dinged it with the pen, why would you be writing a note on my car?
Well, because I wanted you to know about it, because I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident, so I had to write a note.
That doesn't make sense to me. Why would you write a note on my car unless you were trying to leave your number for a woman, then that would be telling the truth. But why would you write a note on the hood of my car?
Well, I didn't
have... That's why you're saying you dinged it.
I didn't have my car there, so I used the hood of your car. But I have one of those cheap pins from the bank. It just wasn't writing that good, so I was pushing down really...
Why would you go over to our car and write? Why not go over, go in the store where you were at that time and write a freaking note there? Why would you use somebody's hood to write a note?
Well,
you're telling me lies, buddy. You're telling me lies.
I'm not lying to you. Because I dinged your car, so I just used your hood to write the note on.
Okay, well, are you going to send me money for the ding that you left on my car?
Yeah, or I could give you insurance. I mean, geez, you don't have to have a big attitude about it. I was just trying to do the right thing and leave you my number.
I understand you're trying to do the right thing, but it's not making sense to me, buddy. Not making sense.
Well, maybe you should take some college courses on comprehension or something. Try not to be
How
such
about an... I did take college courses, okay? I did graduate from college. And
well,
I
you got ripped
actually,
off.
I'm a teacher, and that's what I do for a living.
Okay, well, it just sounds like sounds like you got ripped off if you can't even understand what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't make fucking sense, dude. Who writes a note on somebody's hood of their car?
I
that's not using your brain.
I made a mistake, okay? The pin was running out, and I just pushed too hard to let you, to write the note for you.
Okay. So how are we going to fix this problem?
Oh, I guess I would give you my insurance information, Mr. Krabby Pants.
Where do you live? How about that? Why do you have a Rhode Island number and you're in New Jersey?
Oh my God, you're just pissed off about everything. I used to live in Rhode Island, now I live in New Jersey. Some people just don't switch their numbers,
well,
you know, when
people,
they move.
Well, when people do stupid things on somebody's car, why wouldn't it make me crappy? Am I supposed to be happy about this, Roy? Is this something I should be like, oh, I'm so happy to hear from you, buddy?
Okay.
No, it's not something that I'm happy about. You'd be happy if somebody wrote with a pen on your car?
It just sounds like you need to relax or something, you know? Just go enjoy nature or smoke some weed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
You're going to have a heart attack being this uptight about everything.
I'm not.
You might. You might.
I think there's more to this than just you writing on the hood of my car.
Well, I don't know. You're just getting all bent out of shape over nothing. It's just a car. You really care about your car that much?
Yeah, I do. I do, buddy. I really do. I do.
Well, maybe you should stop. Stop caring about your car.
No, I'm not going to stop caring about my car.
You should
put the car.
Put that kind of energy into caring about your family or something.
I do every single day of my life.
Oh my God! Do you yell at them too?
Do you have a family?
Of course I do.
Okay, and how old are your children?
Oh, I don't have to answer that. You weird creep. What are you trying to be, an identity thief now? Trying to steal my kids' identities?
I'm trying to get the truth out of this because I don't think you're telling me the truth.
You think I'm lying about having a family? I mean, doesn't pretty much everyone have a family?
No, I think you're lying to me about what you did to my car.
No, why would I lie about that? I just pushed too hard with the pin and it wrote through. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's
take this up
with your insurance.
I made a mistake.
Give me your policy number. Give me everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I have a pen. I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm ready.
What are you writing on? Make sure you're not writing on your hood. And
I'm not writing on my foot. I'm smarter than that. I have a smart brain.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was just going to say, don't push down too hard if you got one of those cheap pens like I had.
No, I don't. I have a pen that works.
Okay. Well, I'm with Progressive Insurance.
Yep.
And the policy number is 4832145815. That's my policy number.
And why did it take so long to call me back when it said ASAP on the note?
Well, because I was busy. I was doing some things.
Oh, you're busy. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And it looks like the CV number on the back is 742.
Yep.
And the expiration date is January of 2018. It's a Visa. Oh, crap. I just gave you my debit card number. I fucked up.
Yes, you sure did, buddy.
Shit.
That's really fucking smart.
Ah, I'm having one of those days, you know.
No, you're telling me that I'm crabby and I'm stupid and I should get an education, but you just gave me your fucking credit card number, which is really smart.
Well, I just said you were bad at comprehending things. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not stupid about that. So now I have your credit card number.
Well,
so.
don't use it, okay? There's not that much in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But please.
Would you like to give me your policy number and your insurance?
Okay. All right. All right. State Farm Insurance.
Uh-huh.
The policy number 3.
3?
Yep. It's 003.
That's all the policy number is?
Yep. Yep. They recycled the numbers, so I got one of the very first numbers a couple years ago.
Oh.
I guess that guy died.
That's funny.
Well, it's not really. I mean, he died, but if you want to think
that number doesn't work, then I will be calling you, and you have my phone number now, so you will call me right back when I call you.
Oh, yeah. You tell me how it is, Mr. Wearing the Pants and the Family. You tell me what I'm going to do.
Don't worry about it, buddy.
You tell me how I'm going to pick up that phone and call you right back.
Well, I got your credit card number.
I'm going to, when I see your number coming in, I'm going to snap to attention.
Yeah, sounds good.
It sounds like a threat. It sounds like if I don't, you're going to use my debit card number for something.
I'm not going to use your debit card number. I have no reason to use your debit card number, but you were telling me that I
better
should go
not.
Get a college education, and you're the one that gave me your credit card number rather than your policy number for your insurance.
I'm always doing something like that, you know?
Yeah, It's okay. I'm going to go for a nature walk right now in the woods, okay?
Okay, all right. To calm myself. You should. Yeah, you need it. You sound so pissed off.
All right, take care, Roy. Good speaking with you.
When you call me back, are you going to yell at me a bunch again?
No, I'm not going to call you back. I'm going to believe that your policy number is 003 and that they can't, because I have State Farm and mine is more than just that.
Yeah, because you have one of the later policy numbers. You know, they have more than three people, three customers. Okay. Durr.
All right. We will take care of this, and hopefully you won't have to hear from me again.
Okay. All right. Great.
Thank you.
Sounds good. We could have just done this in the first place instead of you yelling at me.
Enjoy your family.
Okay. Enjoy your walk.
Take care. Bye.
That is totally not made up. You're totally going to do it. His walk's about as real as my family. That was yet another idea of Etz's. To say that I was writing a note against their car and I left pin scratches on the paint through the paper. It's another paradox call. And then somebody, I don't know where it is in the notes, and I tried to do this the other day, but it just didn't work out. So I'm sorry I can't give whoever suggested this credit, but someone told me to give my debit card number instead of my insurance policy number, just to add to the confusion. But instead it just made me look really dumb, because that guy just pointed out how incredibly dumb I was. So damn it, you don't deserve credit for this anyway, because you made me look stupid. Thanks a lot, whoever suggested that. Oh yeah, I guess I could just search my note pages to find out who did that. It looks like that's an idea from Josie Austin. It says, Brad, next time you're giving out your insurance number, give them a fake Visa card number, and then ask them to read it back, and then say, oh shit, that's my credit card number, I gave you that by mistake. So thanks for that one, Josie. That was a good one, even if it did make me look stupid. I just had a message that I listened to that sounded really awesome, but the lady didn't answer. But it was so awesome that I wanted to make sure I don't forget her before the month is over. So I put a star on her voicemail. You know how you can do that with Google Voice or Gmail? You can star your messages if they're important. And I've noticed that I've starred 8 other things. And I don't know if they're worth... I think maybe they're just things that seemed okay from last year. But the first one, the very first one, is this message. And I'm guessing I played this last year. It happened halfway through the month, and it could be fake, but I kind of like this message.
Hey, Brad, this is Trooper Thomas again with the Florida Highway Patrol. Hey, man, I was halfway asleep, but you called me yesterday morning. I worked the night shift. But I wanted to give you a call back and just tell you that your pranks are hilarious. I got to tell you, I started listening to your podcast every night when I'm working. It's a slow night or whatever, you know. Or if I'm sitting on the side of the road doing a traffic investigation, you know, I'll listen to a couple of your shows at past time. But I think it's hilarious. I can't encourage your activities being of law enforcement, but I just want to say that they're hilarious. And I think that these cops that are trying to, you know, come after you, that's pretty silly. You know, trying to come after somebody that lives 2,000 miles away. All right, keep it up. Good work. It's hilarious, man. Take care.
Bye. Yeah, I probably played that last year, but that's kind of cool. Apparently, it's a cop who had to deal with some carding calls at some point, and that turned him into a listener. Here's another one from Wisconsin. It's got a star on it.
You know, I have been trying to get a hold of you, too. I have called you several times, and you have not picked up once when I have called you.
I must have left a kind of a rude message or something.
You don't have to leave me such a rude message.
Oh, yeah. See?
We apparently are busy people or working and don't answer our phones. You can give me a call back. I answer my phone anytime it rings and I'm not at work or I'm not sleeping. So
she is really upset.
Renee Crawford again, 920. Thanks.
So that one was from 11 months ago. Let's call it up. I don't know if I ever reached her or not. Let's ask her if she remembers. She's probably not going to pick up again. Hello? Hello? Renee? Hello? Renee? Renee? It's me. Hello? Hello? Don't you know how to answer a phone, Renee? Jesus. Come on. Why aren't you saying anything? I can hear you in the background. I can see you on FaceTime. I'm watching you. Oh, that was weird. Why didn't she say anything? Let's try again. Maybe she has the number saved in her phone. Is that Roy? Hello?
Hi, you've reached Renee. I'm unable to take your call.
Hey, Renee. Renee, say something back. That's how it works. Don't you know how to use a phone? You have to respond. Renee. Okay, well, you're a weirdo. I was just trying to return your call, but whatever. If you don't want to talk, it's fine. Was that you trying to talk, or are you just talking to someone else? Maybe she thinks she's hitting the hang-up button, but really she's hitting the answer button. Oh my God, Renee, that's so stupid of you. Hello, Renee? 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 All right, well, have a nice day, Renee. It's been real fun catching up. Bye. That was so weird. Maybe she had my number saved in her phone still. You know, the Roy, the weird guy from the note, leaving rude messages. Maybe she remembered exactly who I was. But no, I have a different number now, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this one. I'm taking away her gold star, though. No more gold star for Renee. All right, 6 more starred messages. I don't know if I'm going to go through all of these.
Hey, Roy, this is Cody. You actually did a prank call to me in September for the ding on my Volkswagen, and it was pretty lame, but I've been watching it ever since, and I've been watching some past videos, and you should start doing more videos where you show you actually doing the phone calls with the video, because it's actually a lot more entertaining to watch your reaction to their reactions and things like that. So just a thought.
Calls of mass confusion, everyone. That one was from October 15th, 2015. So I guess a few weeks after I prank called him. Did a really lame prank on him, apparently. Uh-oh, here's the call coming in. We got to interrupt our plain old messages to answer this call. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you tapped my wife's car yesterday and left a real nasty message on the windshield.
Oh, I don't think it was that nasty. No, I was just, I threw a beer at my son. He was standing in front of the car, but he dodged out of the way and it hit the car instead. So it wasn't my fault, really. I just, you know, it was my son's fault.
That's cute. Like I said, it's not, we don't even care about you tapping the car. It's just the way you left that message. That's just, and that's my wife, man.
Oh, what'd the message say?
What's that?
What'd the message say? I made my son write it as part of his punishment.
It says something about learn how to park your car, you cocksucking something, something, cocksucker, and some more cocksucking. And
my son would not write that. He's only 6. He doesn't even know those words.
Oh, that's definitely what was written.
Well, maybe he just spelled things wrong or something. That's probably what it was. I don't think he'd write that. We're Christians.
No, he definitely wrote that.
I don't know.
Left your number on there.
I see, yeah.
But
yeah, he was being a real jerk that night. I took a full can of beer, and I tried to throw it at him, but then he ducked out of the way, and it hit your car instead.
Oh, well, I mean, there's no damage on the car. It's just, you know.
That's good. Yeah,
he was only
by your car because he thought he saw an iPad in the window, like in the seat. So he was going to try and get in there and steal it, but then he realized it was just something else, like a piece of paper or something.
Oh, well, that's encouraging to know.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well. But,
yeah. Good thing he noticed before he broke the window open, you know?
Yeah, no, that sounds great. All right, listen, whatever. Just don't worry about it. I just was curious about the note.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I don't really think your wife's a big cocksucker or anything. I think my son just wrote that. He's probably just trying to be rebellious or something.
Well, okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, man.
But you sound like a cocksucker.
I see that you're probably crazy as fuck and one of them dumbass motherfuckers that have nothing better to do.
What? What? That's right, not a nice thing to say. Come on.
I know, and, you know, in normal circumstances, I'd probably be, you know, whooping your ass or something, but I ain't gonna talk to this shit, dude. Kick rock.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen. Another idea I stole from Etza. I saw your iPad in the car, but I was wrong. Oh, it looks like we have a call coming from New Jersey. And I think it's that one guy, the guy that said I was an idiot and he's a teacher. Hello?
Hi, Roy. How are you? It's Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing well.
That's great.
I'm just trying to get a grasp on this whole thing.
Are you calling me from the woods?
I am. I'm on my nature walk right now.
Okay.
I'm all calmed down, and I'm trying to.
Thank God.
Figure out.
You got a joint in one hand and a phone in the other.
No, I don't do drugs. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm sorry.
Oh well, no, it's just marijuana. It's okay.
No, it's still drug. They haven't passed it yet.
Well, so's coffee. Do you drink coffee?
No, I don't drink coffee. No.
Oh, do you drink Pepsi?
Nope, I don't drink soda. I drink a lot of water.
You ever had chocolate?
Freak. No.
Never.
I don't eat chocolate.
I see. Okay. Have you ever thrown a Go cup out the window while you're driving around?
No, I haven't. I really can't say I have.
Okay. But well, let's, what do you want?
Let's talk here, buddy. What do I want?
I ain't your buddy, pal.
I want to know why you're lying to me.
What part do you think I'm lying about?
I'm trying to find out what the truth of this whole thing is, Roy. Because first of all, you know, you don't have insurance. You didn't give me insurance.
Yes, I do. I have State Farm.
Well, I just got off the phone with your agency, State Farm Agency, and uh-huh. There's no such thing as a policy number of 003.
Oh, did she even
there's
type
no
it
such
in?
Thing of a policy. Yeah, they typed it in. Of course they did.
Oh, she probably just said she did. She's probably just like, no, no way. You're foolish.
Oh, yeah, that's smart, Roy.
That's what they do when I have to call in and check on my account. They always just they think I'm full of crap because of the
well,
weird
no, because
number.
I was trying to put in a claim. And mm-hmm. I can't put in a claim when there's no existing insurance policy there.
What damages on your car?
The damages.
Did you see the pin marks?
No, I have a big dent on the side of my car.
No, I was riding on the hood. I didn't touch the side of your car.
Roy.
Yeah?
I need a real insurance policy, whatever. You told me that you don't have a car and that you were walking through the parking lot and you needed somewhere to write on the hood.
Yeah.
If you don't have a car, why would you have insurance?
Well, if I want to drive someone else's car, I still have a license.
You can have a license and not have insurance.
Well, no, that'd be stupid. Then I couldn't drive.
No, because you're covered under your friend's insurance policy when you drive somebody else's car.
I've been paying $70 a month for nothing for 10 years now.
Well, you're obviously not paying State Farm because State Farm doesn't have a policy with you.
Oh, no, they probably just didn't even type it in. They probably just thought you're a prank caller or something.
Roy, really?
Anyway,
really?
It sounds like you're trying to commit
insurance. Do you think I'm that stupid?
You're trying to commit insurance fraud because you're trying to say I hit the side of your door, but I was never...
I'm not trying to commit it. I can't do anything with anything because none of it is true. I don't know what you're trying to tell me because none of this, what you're telling me is the truth.
It is too. I was writing the note and my ink pen went through the paper.
That's fine. I'm trying to put that claim in to fix the hood of the car.
You don't have
insurance with State Farm.
Yes, I do. And you're just trying. You said you were trying to get to pay for some old dent on your door.
Roy, it's not going to matter, Roy, because it's going to come out of my pocket anyway. Anything I have to fix on the car is going to come out of my pocket because you don't have insurance with State Farm.
Yes, I do. I pay them every month. So I can drive other people's cars. I save a lot of money by not owning my own car.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, but I didn't dent the side of your door. You're just making that up. You're a big scamster.
You don't, that's fine, but I can't even fix the hood because there's no insurance under your name. If your name is Roy, because that's what it says on this note, that your name's Roy...
Yep.
They looked up your phone number. They can't find anything under your phone number. And they looked up policy number 003, which that's what you told me it was. And they don't have anything on that either. So I looked up two different numbers, and there's no such thing as insurance. It's through State Farm for you.
No, there is.
I don't know what else I should do.
Probably you just got a representative that didn't know how to do her job and didn't know how to search it properly.
No, I didn't get a representative that's not doing her job. And why would you talk bad about your insurance company?
Well, I don't owe them anything. I just pay my money to them is all. Tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up, okay? Tell her men talking.
No, that lady in the background is my wife. Now we're gonna call the police, and the police can handle this, and they'll track your phone number, and they'll get in contact with you, and they'll come deal with this. Because now you're telling me to tell my wife to shut the fuck up? No. How about that, buddy? Now we'll call the police.
Well, no, don't call the police. I have two strikes. Crap. I was going to try and talk him out of it, but he hung up on me. All right, back to really old messages. This one is from 9 months ago. It happened in December of last year.
Hi, Roy. This is Shanae. We had just spoke on the phone, and I was just calling to let you know that you have the wrong apartment complex. We are Parkside Apartments, so you did call the wrong company, or the wrong property. I do apologize. If you get a chance to call the right one, so then you can let them know what's going on.
This is weird.
And so you can hand them the doorknob and the combinations to whatever it is that you need to get the combination.
It's the Airbnb pranks, you guys. Was I doing Airbnb pranks on December 15th of 2015? Because I must have accidentally called them from my old carding number. That happens sometimes when I run out of credits. It just defaults to calling from the carding number. So I guess that's what this is about. I don't remember logging into the carding account 3 months after Ding Timber last year. Weird that I even heard this.
I do apologize about that you did get the wrong property wrong. But if you do have any other questions, feel free to call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that's a sequel to whatever happened on December 15th, 2015. Here's a call from Unknown, which happened on that same day, December 15th, 2015.
Hi, my name is Angela. I saw that you left a note on my car. That you hit my car.
This can't be real. Come on.
This is a, I honestly, and this is a very emotional experience.
Oh, yeah, right.
For me.
Come on.
Sir, please, if you could call me back so I could discuss this incident with you. That would be absolutely joyous, because otherwise I'm gonna beat your fucking ass.
No.
My phone number is 978.
Yeah, right.
Now, I do hope that you have a joyous day and a merry holiday, and you can pay me back for my car. Thank you. Bye.
All right, that was pretty weird. We've got one star left that is old, and it looks like it happened 6 months ago in March.
Hi, Roy. This is Bob. It seems that you've been leaving prank notes on everybody's car, and now it seems that you put out this number, and we found out that it's a fake number, and you do these prank videos, and not really cool, Roy. You need to stop. Because if you don't stop, people know it's you, and you can end up being arrested.
No,
bye.
I don't want that. I should call her back and apologize. See if she's around. I don't think her name is really Bob, though.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh, well.
8.
That was a 785 area code in Kansas, so whoever you are in Kansas leaving notes last year, you apparently upset that lady.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I got a message that you dinged my car. If you could call me back at 248-0, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Weird. That's a different number than she called from. Whole different area code, same state. And I have no idea why I starred her message. That's very strange of me. It looks like I tried to call her, but there was no answer. But which number did I call? Let's find out. Let's call this one. It's from 5 days ago.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Roy. I left a note on your car last week about the
yes. Date.
Yep, that was me.
Yes. Okay. I didn't really see anything.
Oh, yeah. I was LARPing with my friend Chad. And Chad cast a fireball at me, and I deflected it with my staff, but it hit your car. It ricocheted off my staff, and it hit your car.
Okay.
It was like a beam.
Kind of odd.
Yeah, yeah. It's not something that normally happens. I don't know if insurance would even cover that. It was like a beam of magical light that dinged your car.
Mm. So where was this at?
was in the, I don't know, parking lot, I think. We were LARPing all over town that day.
But you don't know where?
I don't remember. I mean, that was last week. I've done so much LARPing since then.
Yeah, because my car was not moved that day. That's a funny thing.
Moved?
Yeah, what, didn't really go anywhere.
Well, yeah, it was just
lot.
It was just sitting there, and you know, I deflected a fireball with my staff.
Oh,
totally kicked Chad's ass on that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Seems odd, but yeah, I didn't notice anything. So.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you need insurance information or anything like that, just let me know.
Yeah, where are you out of? Because that's 401 area code?
Yeah, I used to live in Rhode Island, but I live here in Michigan now.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, 401 is Rhode Island?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what insurance company do you have?
State Farm.
State Farm.
Yep.
Okay. And did you notice anything in particular?
Well, just kind of like a black suit mark, just like an explosion that just occurred there from where my staff deflected the fireball.
Okay.
So there might have been a little bit of fire damage. But you say you didn't see anything?
Which side? Do you know what side it was on?
I think it was the driver's side. Because I remember looking in your window because I thought I saw an iPad in the seat and I was going to break in, but it turns out that was just like a piece of paper or legal pad or something. I don't know.
Oh. One second. Are you there?
Yeah. How come I'm on speaker? That's weird.
Oh, because I was going to have you tell my husband what happened to my car.
Oh. He only talks on speaker?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, what's going on?
I don't know. Ask her. I just told her everything.
A fireball hit my car.
Okay, is there anything wrong with your car?
He said it could be like a flame damage.
Okay, is there anything wrong with your car? I'm asking you.
Sir, just tell her to shut the fuck up and get back in the kitchen. And that'll just be the end of it, okay?
Tell him what happened?
Oh, no, you go ahead. You're doing fine.
No, I want you to tell
me. I'm sorry, what?
So what happened?
Oh, yeah, what happened, ma'am?
I'm asking you what happened.
Well, no, I told her already. I don't want to repeat myself. It's too much effort.
Why not?
Because I already told her. Why do I have to do this again?
What happened? A fireball deflected off my car. That's what he told me.
Okay, is there anything wrong with your car? Because I don't even need to talk to this guy, if not.
Well, that's rude. Maybe I don't want to talk to you, motherfucker.
What? Dude, are you... Whatever. So they're just hanging up, right?
Well, I don't see why you have to be like that about it. I mean, come on. I'm just trying to do the right thing and leave my number. Jeez.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, do you have insurance information?
Well, was there damage to the car?
I have to go check. I'll double check again.
Oh, yeah. Just give me a call back if you see any fireball damage.
Yeah. Okay. Will do.
Okay. Thanks, honey. Thanks, sweetie. Oh, man. That did not seem like a cheerful husband. But what the hell? Being all sneaky, putting me on speakerphone. Come on, lady. That was my last idea by Etza, the whole LARPing fireball thing. Thanks, Etza, for all the ideas. I'm going to erase them all now. And because of you, I'm just going to quit the whole show. I'm done with the show. Let's listen to some voicemails instead.
Hey, Brad. Long-time listener, second-time caller.
That's
and
great.
Baller. Anyway, I noticed a lot of people, including you, or a few of them, have been using that idea of... last year I suggested people kind of, if they get caught putting a carding on someone's car, or a carding note, to say, oh yeah, I thought it's my friend's car. I've noticed you've done that, and a couple other people have claimed that they've done that too. So, yeah.
It's all your fault.
I think it's kind of cool that my ideas are now being passed along to the masses, and people are taking
my noble...
I was just
trying to steal your idea, probably. I don't remember you giving me the idea. It's probably just in my head from last year. I'm just taking it from you.
Noble advice, and it's being spread across the airwaves, so it's pretty awesome. I've actually been doing the whole grocery list thing that you've been suggesting, and on some of the notes, I've specifically written, please remind me of what I've said, I'm drunk right now, or sometimes I don't include the drunk part.
That's
but,
nice.
So if people call in, you know, telling you what the note exactly said without you asking, that would probably be why. If
makes
not,
sense.
Then I guess they didn't do that, but yeah. Anyway, second time calling in. Thanks for playing my voicemail. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, get on with it. Finish up.
Have a good day.
Got shit to do. Thanks for leaving notes and, you know, suggestions and all that stuff.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
New Orleans again. I have a song that I'd like to play on the Snowplow Show. Ooh. As your intro, if you want to. I've just been working on it.
What, you're
past few weeks.
Play it on the voicemail?
Here's how it goes, and if you want a better version, I can just email you, and here's how it goes. Cactus, 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 cactus. I'll make you think stupid. Cactus, cactus,
oh, this
cactus,
is good.
Cactus, cactus, get off the phone. Cactus, 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 this cocksucker. Cactus, 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 cactus. You gotta be crapping on my balls. Cactus, 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 cactus.
Oh man,
cactus,
I should be writing
cactus,
this down.
I don't think this call is a hoax. Cactus, cactus, cactus.
This is good stuff.
Cactus, quit calling me a hobo. Cactus, 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 cactus. Roy, the retarded boy, cactus, 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 cactus. How about I come down and punch your head off? Cactus, cactus,
Texas, 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 Texas.
People will soak up my ass. Cactus, 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 cactus. Just get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone. I think you'll like it. And
yeah, it's amazing.
Feel free to. It's all yours, my friend. Cactus, cactus.
Yeah, definitely send me a really good version of that to my email, or maybe I'll just play the one off of this voicemail because it's so good. Thank you so much for writing that. That was some good stuff.
Hey, Brad. This is probably a question more for Carlito, but he doesn't really do shows anymore, so I'll ask you.
Mm.
He often plays a sound clip which sounds like a dog squealing and then a guy going, ah.
Ah, yeah.
Ah.
And an aluminum bat dropping, right?
I just wanted to know what that is and what the story behind that is. Bye.
Well, you see, once Carlito, on one of his shows, he doesn't like to tell people about this. But he accidentally killed an old man, kind of like the way I killed Mrs. Cotton. And Carlito doesn't like to admit this, but, you know, the heat was really coming down on him. That's why he quit doing his show.
Hey, Brad, don't let that lady get you down.
Okay. Yeah, that lady.
I don't know, man.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I've already sent you, like, two big donations.
Oh, that guy.
Like, I'm freaking addicted to your fucking comedy myself, and I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of others are. So forget the hell out of what the fuck she said about your comedy.
I've already forgotten.
You're the best
what are you
comedy person
about?
I know of. Oh. Well, worth the donations and all.
Thanks.
Keep the thing going. Please. Thank you.
Thanks for supporting the show. If anyone else out there wants to support the show, it's really easy. It's incredibly easy. You just wouldn't believe how easy it is. You just go to phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. I have to mention this every time someone brings up donating, but sign up for a monthly donation, get extra things, help support the show, all that stuff.
Hi, Brad.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that you actually can view the pictures that people are sending you.
Oh, you don't say.
Says NMS received. You just need to go and log into the Gmail for that account.
Yep.
I know. I get a notification.
Several people messaged me about this and told me how dumb I was and how I just need to go look in my email box because, oh my god, don't put it in the place where your voicemails are. That wouldn't make any sense.
On Android and I can go and see the picture. I want to see if that chick from Michigan actually does have a broken windshield wiper, so
yeah.
Go Colorado on her bullshit. Go. Do it now. Do it now.
Cactus, yeah, cactus. She texted me, as I mentioned, I think in the last show, or maybe the show before, but they were pretty much just blank pictures, and one was a Google map of where I'm located, here in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, where I do my show from.
Hey, so I don't know which one of you mofos decided to leave a ding note on my Nissan in the 360 area code. Yeah, I received a ding note.
That's weird.
Enough. from a, I'm guessing, a fellow PLA fan.
What an amazing coincidence.
So 360 area code. Okay, bye.
I have been getting a lot of phone calls from the 360 area code of Washington. I believe that's the Lake Hills area. It's a very rough area.
Hey, Brad, what's up? This is Mark from Chicago.
Hey, Mark.
Not Brad, was on your voicemail the last show, and he was talking about...
He's so full of shit.
Converting a car to electric.
Yep.
You never... I can't remember you doing that on a ding temper, but I do remember you did it on a... I want to say, like, a quick lube call.
Yep. The truck.
It was an old black lady and her son, and it was, like, super hilarious.
Sanford and Son.
If you know what I'm talking about, that'd be nice to play for the next show, man. Alrighty. Cactus.
But it wasn't a car ding. I can't play it this week. That was a lube job, not a car ding. I do agree, though. I need to play that on a show soon. That's a funny one. It's like I'd reached a family full of sitcom actors.
Hi, Brad. It's Nico again.
Hey, Nico.
I'm just calling to let you know that one of your major people who provides ideas, I think it's just because you don't look into YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You stole my idea. That pregnancy thing, that was my idea.
Bastard.
Anyways, thank you. Bye.
I can't believe you people are stealing ideas from Miko. Bunch of jerks out there.
Hey, motherfucker. I'm just wondering why you chose September to be the month for the carding month.
I don't remember.
Are you out of your mind?
I wanted to do October. That's the one thing I do remember, because I wanted to be able to call it Dingtober. But everybody does that with October. I'm kind of glad we did September, I guess. But let's... Here, what's this guy's complaint about
and
it?
There are 3 months in the year that end with Ember, or Ember, whatever. September, November, and December. So why wouldn't you make it October? Just put it the month October, and then it's Dingtober. It sounds a lot better. It rolls off the tongue better.
I know.
And it's not, it doesn't get confused with December, because it starts...
Maybe I should slowly move it forward. Like, next year, we'll start Dingtober on September 7th, and Dingtober will last until Dingtober the 7th, and then the year after that we'll move it up another week. Nobody will ever notice, right? It's a brilliant plan.
It starts with a D. I don't know, man. Why haven't you done this?
Oh, that's a good point. Dingcember instead of December. It would have sounded so much better.
The reason? So I'm sure you're explaining your reasons right now.
How'd you know?
On the Snowplow Show. Alright, thanks.
You know, you guys, I don't remember why I didn't do Dingtober instead of Dingtember. It's probably explained last year around this time. So if you go back to the shows from Dingtember of 2015, because that's the year we brought it back, right? Last year? Seems like I took a couple years off of doing this. And I think a listener, or a bunch of listeners, they bullied me into doing Dingtember instead of Dingtober. So it's all the listeners' faults, especially Mr. Taco.
Brad Cactus, he didn't be so fantastic. Phone call criminal, sniffing the tags off the mattress. He don't Whoa. Give a fuck. He best sex the gerbils. It's like, no, he don't do that stuff.
Because
I love him, and he would never do that stuff. He would never do it. Bye, Brad.
Oh, wow, that was beautiful. Thank you for rapping for me. I can see why everybody loves the voicemails the best in this show. I think at this point it's probably just best to end the show, because we're not going to have a voicemail that's that good again. So that is the end of today's show, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Mr. Taco, for sponsoring the show today. And be sure to support the show by going to phonelosers.org/cactus or the big dumb Patreon thing. Add us on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, on the YouTube and the Instagram and the Snapchat, and you know, just all that stuff that's in the show notes. Just go there and start clicking on things.
He's the crazy weird cat with the spacey fur mat, with patches of fat and a wagon of rats, slaying dragons with tact, he's rabid like that. He's a one cat wolf pack, bringing cool back. He's a super space kitty from the newer race city. He's super intelligent, elegant, will shitting with the chromed out litter box, stoned while knitting socks, smoking cat in the critter, Roxy moans while hitting block. Bird core killer with more thrills than Vigoria, sent to planet Earth from his home planet Gloria. The panda and a Casey rides a mentory through space, with the DUI and science get the fine shit face. It's a cat and a panda, the baser and Amanda, with their powers combined they open up a can of whoop ass. Couple hood rats snack on bananas. The baser did die, Amanda was a sad panda.
Baby, DeBaso
so crazy. Gold medal chippy in a being super lazy. That's a magical for hypnotizes any. Named his rocket ship the Good and Plenty. Amanda's by your side, the star so shiny. Moving through the universe, got a beer hanging lefty. Drinking and driving so punk, it's messy. Crashed into a planet, now Amanda says I'm misty. No more popping Pringles, lazy days are OV. It's like a drug using after school kind of movie. This is your brain on deck, you dead silly kitty. Drinking and driving sucks, dude. Okie dokie, never be forgotten. This I know for sure. Z's catnapping gum, packing gangsters, a cutie. Feisty feline, haunting us forever. A ghost kitty chasing mice from here to infinity.